Are you looking for a little extra press coverage for your real estate business? Maybe you just want to be able to promote some of the projects you're working on. Maybe you're looking for new ways to, just share your services with a wider market. If you are, there's a few simple steps to help you with getting some additional press. Today I'm going to focus on one specific press strategy: help a reporter out. So I love Harrow. Helpareporterout.com. And it is a great site. Basically, what happens is every day they will send you like three emails every day, and you can get different categories. So, for example, for real estate, you probably want to do business and finance. And with those categories, you could start actually finding different opportunities to promote your services. And they'll actually say here, and you'll look through some of them. I'm looking right now. It says, there's one right now from Business Insider. It says New World of Mortgages. And they'll tell you what they want for mortgage lenders. They'll also talk about different things like, okay, so this is not related to real estate, but there's reasons for high leadership turnover. And they'll say who they're looking for, or writers seeking personal finance experts from gobankingrates.com, or commercial real estate leases from Released. And with all that, you could see what's going on and what people are looking for in media to get you spotlighted. And if you could start giving quality information, this is a good way to get featured. And you could use that media coverage to say, hey, look, I've been featured on Fast Company or Business Insider, whatever media site you go on, you could get featured on that. Plus, in addition to that, it's a great way to drive traffic to your site. One, because a lot of these become articles and blog posts as well, and they can link back to your site, which could, one, give you some good SEO traffic, and two, give you some direct referral traffic from these articles. In addition to that, if you continue getting enough traffic, and you get a high enough Alexa rating. So I'm gonna try and not go too technical on this, but basically Alexa is a site that monitors the rankings of all the websites in the world. So for example, number one is generally like Google or Facebook. So those are the most trafficked sites in the world. And if you could be in the top 1 million sites, which is possible, I've done it many times, you could then actually post your own media posts on here on Harrow. So like some of the things that I've done in the past is like just to get additional traffic is I have said, okay, I'm going to do an article where I'm going to get experts to come in and submit their thoughts on what's going on. So with that said, I will create an article and say, I'll go on Harrow once I'm below that 1 million mark, because the lower you are, the better it is. So because number one is the most traffic site in the world. And you say, okay, I need experts who could tell me about how to buy property in a hot market. And 20, 30 real estate experts will give their opinions. And then you use that, and they're all giving you free content. You put that on your blog, and it starts driving massive traffic, because then what you do is you have all those people share their tips and they put it on there. Then you could go to other experts in your area who are not competitors. So, for example, if you're a real estate agent, go to all your mortgage brokers and say, hey, look, we want to get your thoughts and opinions on what to do in a hot real estate market as a mortgage lender, or go to contractors, or maybe go to other agents who are in like nearby areas. So for example, I'm in Chicago, and I could find realtors who are in the western suburbs, because I don't really go out there that far. The point being is you could start leveraging tools like Help Reporter Out as a way to generate more interest in your business and to also gain more credibility, and then flip that around and then start using it to drive more traffic. And what that'll eventually start doing is you'll start driving in enough traffic that the right people will be coming to your site because they're finding the right content that they need to find to make sure that you're the person that they need to talk to. And you're not having to create all that content yourself. So a few tricks here in one. I know this is a little bit more high level, but this is Andy Nathan talking about how you could generate more press. I hope you enjoyed this latest episode of Tales from a Digital Marketing Realtor. Have a great day and a better week. If you are looking to promote your services, or if you're looking to, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. If you're looking to promote your property and you need someone to help you do that, let me know how I could help. Go to andynathan.net, and I'd love to be able to talk to you about how we could help promote your property to help you move forward. Have a great day and a better week.